Storm Lake softball preview at this time with head coach Mel Fisher. And Mel, with basically the whole team back this season, I'm sure you're anxious to see what the team can do with now all of the members having a year or two of experience under their belts.
Yeah, we're looking forward to what the potential is anyway. We've been practicing well, and the kids, you can tell, understand the game more and have just played more. But again, it's only been practice, so you got to wait and see if that translates into success in a game situation as well.
All right, so as you said, maybe you're seeing the players being a little more comfortable and confident at this point. What else has stood out in practices?
You know, some of our older kids are turning into some really good leaders, which has been nice, because we've kind of set the tone this year that we can't keep going back and reteaching all these fundamentals and these basics that we should have. And so we're just going at our pace, and we're asking the kids to learn as we go. And so I've seen a lot of our older kids step up and, you know, pull an eighth grader aside and say, you know, this is what we're trying to do, or this is what she means by that, and kind of becoming coaches on the field, which has been really nice to see.
Well, let's have you run down the Tornado softball roster.
Well, we're looking at Maddie Gaffney will be pitching, doing a majority of our pitching this year. Jenna Newman will be her backup. We've got Tessa DeWall looking at playing some first base, Nora Seaman at second, Nitra Sameto at shortstop, a newcomer, Kaylee Oler, playing third base, and then outfield will be the same as last year with Nia Juklam in center, Emily Zayavas in left, and Devin Madden in right, and then having Naomi Castillo back after being injured last year doing some catching.
You know, Maddie showed definite improvement last season compared to the previous year, and what do you expect from her now in 2015 pitching?
I'm expecting big things from her. She's been working hard in the off season. She was throwing a couple days a week, working with Trish Hoffman or Trish Halder, you know, a pitcher that I caught when I was in high school. They worked together this off season, like, one day a week, and you know, she's got some more movement on her ball, and she's throwing harder this year. So I'm expecting some big things from her, and I'm just hoping that defensively we can back her up a little better this year.
Well, I'm guessing you thought the batting last year might take a little bit of a slide, and it did, losing some of your top hitters from the previous season. But now, how much improvement are you expecting come this year?
A lot. We had girls, probably four or five of our top hitters that worked from about October. They started hitting in October until now. So they've gotten a lot of swings in. So we should be offensively a better team than we were last year.
Defense too, hopefully?
Hopefully. That's our big stress. We keep telling the girls we can't give them four or five outs in an inning. That's just not gonna win you very many games.
Mm-hmm. Lakes Conference, I know Spirit Lake is going to be really tough. Who are going to be some of the top teams to contend with?
I think, like you said, Spirit Lake's going to be right up there. And I think Lamar's, they've got new coaching in Lamar's, but I think they're going to be tough to beat as well. And I think Emmitsburg and Estoril are going to be right up there as well.
Mel, you got back in the win column last year, got a couple victories under your belt. Do you have any specific goal in mind for the season? I don't know if you've put a number on it or not, but what are you looking at?
Well, right now we're looking at how competitive we are. We want to give ourselves opportunities where we stay in games, and so late in the game, you know, it's one or two runs and we have a chance to win. Where last year there were a lot of times where we dug ourselves holes of 10, 12 runs, and those are really hard to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
So our main goal right now is just to be competitive, where we can give ourselves opportunities where we can maybe sneak a couple wins in that no one expects from us, and then hopefully we get to the point where we win those games we should, and then can, you know, like I said, sneak a few of other ones in there.
Well, you did hang tough in a few of your games last year, so hopefully you can take it to another level this season. And Storm Lake softball, weather permitting, a season opener at home tomorrow night, Friday against Sibley Ocheyedan, and then home Monday against South Central Calhoun, and the game at Lamar's next Wednesday, June 3rd. Tanner Hoops will be there for the play-by-play on the Moose 92.9. Storm Lake Softball and Coach Mel Fisher, thanks a lot for the time and best of luck this season.
Thanks, Ryan.